This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president threatening to ban TikTok.
The president threatened to ban TikTok over fears that the Chinese government could get access to users' private data.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options.
The issue with TikTok is not the funny videos. The issue is the data. And that data is captured by a company that ultimately is owned by a Chinese company that ultimately must do whatever the Chinese government tells them to do.
TikTok has admitted that it has sent user data to China.
And today, the president faced a chorus of anger from TikTok users.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You accused Dr. Deborah Birx of the Coronavirus Task Force of spreading disinformation about the pandemic.
I don't have confidence in anyone who stands there while the president says, swallow Lysol and it's going to cure your virus.
Catfight?
The House Speaker on another network just said that she does not have confidence in either the president or you, Dr. Birx.
You can't fight.
I will stake my 40-year career on those fundamental principles of utilizing data to really implement better programs to save more lives.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Clinical trials that have looked at the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine have indicated that it is not effective.
It eradicates the symptoms. It eradicates the virus. We see patients day one. We put them on hydroxychloroquine. They come back day 7, day 10, and they're negative.
Safer than Tylenol, for sure. Aspirin and Motrin.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Because, folks, it's my coaches say it's go-to time. It's go time now.
Yeah, that's it. It's go time.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Boy, oh boy, it's getting tough to be a clothes retailer out there. Men's Warehouse files for bankruptcy, and that's the same company that owns Joseph A. Bank. So they're going to try to keep operating, but they did file for Chapter 11 protection. And also, Lord & Taylor has filed for bankruptcy last night. Lord & Taylor, the oldest, considered the oldest U.S. department store. And these latest bankruptcies follow in the steps of Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, Neiman Marcus, and J. Crew. More than two dozen public and large private retailers in the U.S. have filed for bankruptcy in 2020, more than in all of last year. Yikes. 844-500-4242. The president is about to have his coronavirus news conference of the day. We'll check in with that. And they've been negotiating with the Democrats today about a new coronavirus relief package. And Nancy Pelosi actually went to the White House today. I assume that that she was supplied with a nice beverage, meaning Lysol, because that's what the president likes to offer people, I guess, according to Nancy Pelosi yesterday on the air. Meanwhile, it's time for the Chump Line.
Okay, it's either drink bleach or drink Lysol. Make up one story, keep it straight, repeat it again and again.
Isn't Lysol just a form of bleach? It's kind of like, you know,
it's disinfectant. It's not a bleach.
Okay.
It's not going to get stains out.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
They say cops and women don't mix. It's like eating a spoonful of Drano. Sure, it'll clean you out. It'll leave you hollow inside.
You ever see Drano foaming up when you put it into a sink? I'll take a double shot of Lysol over Drano any day of the week.
Hey, Howie.
I rather swallow Lysol than the BS from Pelosi.
She spews out a lot every day, whether she's with the president or not. How about when she tore up the State of the Union address a few months back? The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports such as they are now. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing. Hey, I think hockey's better than the other sports, isn't it?
Have you ever watched marble racing?
No.
It's very fascinating.
I'm sure. Yeah,
and you can place bets on it.
I don't think I'm going back to ESPN at any time soon. I don't think I'm going to watch any NBA or Major League Baseball. And I've never been a hockey fan, so even though they're standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm not going to go back there. And I think I'm pretty much done with sports all the way around. Maybe the NFL a little bit. Maybe I'll join the games late in the first quarter after the virtue signaling is over. On the other hand, maybe I won't.
Hey, Howie, this is Joe Biden. Can I get me some tapioca Lysol here?
I'm not familiar with any different flavored tapioca pudding. It's just kind of tapioca, isn't it? It's not Lysol or Drano flavored.
This is the story of the hurricane. I'm a scared because I can't pronounce its name.
That hurricane was a bust. But, you know, what kind of hurricane has a name that they were even complaining about it? I watched it briefly on the Weather Channel yesterday just because, you know, they tried to scare the bleep out of people that own property and live down where I am in Florida, even though nothing happened. And even the weather reporters were saying, I can't pronounce this name. Where the hell did they come up with that name that if they couldn't pronounce it on the Weather Channel, for goodness sake?
How is it pronounced, Howie?
Isaias, I think.
Nope.
Well, what? Tell me.
It's got a more of a kind of an accent to it. Isaias.
Isaias. I mean, what's the point of that? Why can't they just call it Isaiah? We could at least, Isaiah is not a common name, but it's biblical. We all know the name. I mean, what's wrong with that name? Why do they have to put it into, I guess, some kind of obscure romance dialect?
We need more hurricanes named after Greek gods and goddesses. Thor.
I was talking to a guy who called...
That's Norse.
Guy I know that he liked my column about Mr. Gunnar's death, and he was telling me about his dog. You know what his dog's name was? Zeus. That's for a German shepherd. That's a good dog name, Zeus.
RM, I'm so glad that Charlie Parker's no partying order doesn't include Chaz. RM, the Chappaquiddick Hyannis Alcoholic Zone.
There was a story in the Globe today about people were being interviewed at Logan Airport coming back, and they were angry that the state was not questioning them more sternly about where they had been and whether or not they were going to quarantine. I mean, why would you want to be subjected to that kind of abuse by an incompetent, corrupt state agency, whichever the state agency was that would be doing it?
I see Joe Biden has delayed his VP pick. Could it be that none of the present ones passed the smell test?
Well put. Apparently they're all going crazy diming one another out, and they've all got these skeletons in their closet. This woman, Karen Bass from California, apparently she went to Cuba 8 times when Fidel Castro was running the show down there. And speaking of jackboots, and now she says, well, I just didn't know. I didn't know he was that bad. She put out this weeping tweet when he died in 2016, so when she was 62. She didn't know. The first eight times she went to Cuba, she was up to 62 years old, and she hadn't figured out it was a dictatorship. But now she's woke, and she doesn't believe in the Church of Scientology anymore either. I don't think she's going to make the cut.
I went to the hospital today and was refused because I wasn't wearing a mask. Isn't that called facial profiling?
It is. I mean, didn't the legislature pass some bill saying you couldn't use facial recognition techniques, or they're trying to pass such a law? So I agree. You've been discriminated against. You're a victim. We're all victims.
Imagine a movie with Bela Lugosi and the co-star is Nancy Pelosi. One's after your throat, one's after your vote. I think the Queen would be scarier. We'd have to go see.
New from Universal Pictures, Bride of Lysol, starring Nancy Pelosi.
Now playing at the Menden Twin Drive-In.
Howie, what's the over-under on how many times a day Ellen pulled a Mo Green on all of her underlings?
Oh, that's true. Mo Green, meaning, do you know who I am?
You know who I am.
Yeah. She doesn't sound like a very pleasant person. What is her motto? Be happy or be nice?
Be kind.
Be kind. Be kind. She was kind of bad to everybody around her.
Howard, Wilford Brimley calling. I finally shed my mortal coils, show up at the Pearly Gates, and St. Peter says to me, when did you grow a mustache, Howard? That hurt me more than diabetes.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I have not looked like Wilford Brimley for a number of years now.
Call Liberty. They can help you live a better life.
Wilford Brimley, I didn't know that he used to be a bodyguard to Howard Hughes. Did you know that?
I had no idea. No,
that was in the obituary. I wish if he had mentioned that earlier, I would have paid more attention to
it. What was your favorite Wilford Brimley movie?
I don't really have any favorite Wilford Brimley movies. What, do you have any?
I like The Thing, My Fellow Americans.
I'm not familiar with those.
The Thing, John Carpenter, 1985? No?
No.
Wow.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 42. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you can't get enough of the chump line, go to Chopped Chumps after the show on every weeknight. We post a podcast of the chump line messages that did not make the airwaves. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
This is the story of the hurricane. I'm a scared because I can't pronounce its name.
Yeah, in Paterson, New Jersey, they used to be arresting Reuben Hurricane Carter. Now they're arresting the city councilors for trying to steal the election in the primary in, what, June? All right. Maybe Bob Dylan will do a song. This is the story of the stealing of the municipal elections. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is sponsored by our friends at MassFiscal.org. MassFiscal has led the charge against tax increases, most recently opposing the horrible TCI gas tax, which was railroaded through late Friday night on a vote of 142 to 17, meaning about half the Republicans, almost half the Republicans voted for it. Pitiful, pitiful. You need the info, though. Sign up for free at MassFiscal.org now. MassFiscal.org now. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which treatment would you take to help prevent contracting coronavirus? Vaccination, hydroxychloroquine, or you're not too worried about contracting it?
I'll take a vaccination, even though I'm not too concerned about contracting it.
22% say they'd go for the vaccination. Hydroxychloroquine came in at 37%, and 41% say they're not too worried about it.
It's amazing, though. This panic porn is really working here. 781H went to University Station in Westwood yesterday, which is an outdoor shopping area, was the only one not wearing a mask outside. Media have succeeded with the panic porn. Multiple loudmouths made remarks at me as they passed about my lack of a mask. I don't get it. I don't wear a mask, but I haven't run into that for some reason. But yeah, I know it's ridiculous. I mean, the way it's portrayed, I'm just looking at the homepage of the Globe during the break. Superintendent of Weston Schools tests positive. Is she going to die? I don't think so. And then I keep reading, two more Falmouth lifeguards test positive for coronavirus. Have any of these Falmouth lifeguards who went to this party, have any of them died? Have any of them gotten sick? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. How about this? There was a black guy who was trying to get to work over the weekend, and he ran into a Black Lives Matter demonstration, which was, as most Black Lives Matter demonstrations are, mostly white people. And so this is what transpired. Cut 18. I gotta go to work. None of those Antifa types want to hear anybody talking about how they gotta go to work. And bills? What's a bill? That's what my mom gets. You know, she has to pay the bill for the electricity and the water and the cable TV and the mortgage. The bill. 844-500-4242. I can't get enough of Fauci in March about masks. I just can't get enough of this. Cut 12.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
He is so bad. Jim Jordan just called him out totally. 603 says now that the cases are falling, that's why they're talking about long-term impacts. Yeah, I know. You may not notice it now, but someday you'll be sad you didn't take our word and quarantine. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And if you want to read my column about the Joker, Tsarnaev, the Muslim terrorist, bomber, mass murderer, serial killer of the Boston Marathon, go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and check it out. I like that.
That's not how the Rolling Stone described him.
The Rolling Stone described him as a tousle-haired youth. And the Boston Globe said the family was always short on money. Maybe because none of them ever got a job in the 10 years since they came over from their Muslim third world bleep that they lived in.
Howard, we're matching right now.
Yes, we are. We both have blue Matthews Brothers shirts on.
Also, I have a complaint to lodge with you.
Yes. What is that?
With hate mail lately, I've been getting a lot of great messages and tweets, but it really helps me if you tweet out a photo of yourself on the weekends doing something, you know, some activity that can garner a lot of deranged hate, and you didn't tweet anything this weekend. You didn't tweet anything in short pants, anything, you know, in a t-shirt that would drive people crazy.
I'll work on that next weekend.
You can't just go off the grid.
I'll try to do better.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I do have a lot of voicemails this week.
Let the hate flow through you.
Yes. And
I was watching the Weather Channel a little bit worried about my place in Florida until I realized there was another fake news hoax.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
How do you say it? I say it's wrong, and so does Howie. Get it? Okay, we got to get to hate mail. Here we go. We're going to start with some voicemails. I would like to start with cut 23, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, how can you talk about lying when President Trump has told more lies than any president in history? You are a pig, and so is he. Why don't you play this on your show, you
It went on that long?
Mm-hmm. It did.
What kind of accent was that, by the way?
I think that's a bad connection accent. But I mean... I just didn't know if you wanted to respond. He called you a pig.
Oink, oink. Takes one to know one.
Another hate that you received was, so I tweeted out my column. You retweeted it for me. You said, it's a great column. Everyone should read it. And a man responded and said, dump Howie Carr. He's got an eighth grade brain.
An eighth grade brain? I'm doing okay for having an eighth grade brain. So what is this guy's brain? Did he say?
No, it's not listed on his Twitter bio. Another person.
These attacks are curiously fact-free. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
These are what you term ad hominem attacks.
I also don't get them sometimes. Like, you tweeted out a story about Democratic candidate says she laughed repeatedly at video of officer hit in face by projectile and withdraws from race amid outcry.
That was in Illinois.
This guy responds back to your tweet and says, Howie Carr, the Boston Baghdad Bob, everything is hunky-dory.
That... What does Baghdad Bob or me have to do with that story? This woman... She tweeted out some video of a federal agent in Portland getting hit in the face. And she said, I just keep watching this over and over again, and it never fails to crack me up, or words to that effect. And then people said, you get a chuckle out of a cop getting hit in the face. And she finally had to pull out of the race.
Well, here's the thing. When you don't tweet out a photo for people to kind of focus their anger on
me,
on your hair color.
This was a Muslim woman.
Then they get confused.
Whatever you call it,
they get confused. They spout their anger off in strange ways. That's why you need to give them a focal point. Another person commented on your Herald piece about Charlie Baker and said, "Another hate piece by Howie." Howie, do you ever write anything that is true? Do you ever write anything that benefits Massachusetts? No, you're not worth two bleeping cents, you fraud.
I'm trying to get rid of Charlie Baker. What more can I do for the state?
Well, that's a good question, Howie. Take it up with, let's see his username, because they're always free hugs. Take it up with
Did
free hugs.
Did this just happen?
He's not giving you any free hugs, that's for damn sure. let's play a little granny. This is cut 21.
I don't care. Just when I thought the Republicans could not get any more ignorant, my God, was I wrong. Trump wants to change the date of voting. Does he want to change it to November 3rd, 2024? Maybe he can... he's a and you know it and won't admit it. That's the sad part. That's the truly sad part of all of this.
You can always hear your voice in the background of her messages.
Which proves that she does listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, she definitely listens. I just don't know how she doesn't hear this segment because she always says, I know you're not going to play this. As do a lot of people. They must not understand we have hate mail because they always say, I know you're not going to play this. Or they challenge us and say, dare you to play this on your air. We will gladly play you on the air.
She kept using the word sad over and over again, but she didn't sound very sad to me. She sounded more enraged.
She also likes the phrase, just when I thought. And it reminds me of just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. But she says, just when I thought the Republicans couldn't get any worse, you do. She feels bad for you, Howie. She pities you. She pities the fool.
See, she's afraid that President Trump isn't going to accept the results of the 2020 election, much like the Democrats haven't accepted the results of the 2016 election, which is now almost 4 years ago.
But it's the other thing the Democrats have been doing lately is they keep talking about how he's not going to accept the results. If Trump loses, he might not accept the results. Why don't you just focus on winning first before you worry about what's going to happen after you win? Let's not count our chickens before they hatch. Okay, on to the next hate mail. Howie, you're not the only one who gets vicious hate. I, too, receive plenty of angry messages, and lately they've been about my hair. I do have a bad habit of pushing it around. I'm going to try to stop doing that, but I would advise people not to get so aggressive. This is Cut 20.
Cam, will you tell that damn woman to quit moving her hands all over the place and quit with the hair? If she doesn't like it in her face, tie it back. But quit around with the hair, you stupid.
And the lockdown has to end. People have to get out and about, even if it's just taking a walk around the mall. Open it up, Governor Parker and all the other stupid governors out there and mayors.
You know what I'll say to that man for everyone watching on the screens? I just did a hair flip.
You know, though, you shouldn't tell them to lay off you, though, Grace, because that just...
enrages them more.
Yeah, that's like waving the proverbial red flag in front of the bull.
I'm sorry, I'm going to tie it back more, but then I tie it back, and I do, and everyone says I look like I dream of Jeannie, and then they don't like that either. You win, you can't win for losing here. Howie, there is also some people who give advice on how you should answer calls or how you should run the show. This is Cut 22.
Howie, I love your show, but will you please let your callers make the point before you interrupt them? They're not the only one that's got an opinion, for Pete's sake. Be quiet and just let them speak.
See, if I were Joe Biden, I would have interrupted that guy about 5 seconds into his speech.
And said, hi, where are you from?
What's your problem, pal? That's a lot of malarkey. No, I mean it.
Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I have one more comment for you, Howie. This comes from also your column on Charlie Baker, but it is about Donald Trump. Because no matter what you're writing about, they can bring it back to Donald
Trump. Did I mention Donald Trump in that column? I don't believe I did.
Mueller, the avenging angel, writes.
What did Mueller avenge, by the way?
I don't know, but he's angelic, so you better watch yourself. Wow. Incredible. It must really suck to guzzle the orange Kool-Aid and then end up with a disaster of a cult leader. A guy with no clue, who sucks at his job, a total fraud con man. He's already planning to challenge the results of the election. Putin's puppet. Howie, Biden is also an old white man, so maybe that will help ease your racist pain.
An old white man? Okay. I don't quite get where he's coming. Well, but I've never been able to understand the fact that he has the handle Mueller, the avenging angel.
Yeah.
It's kind of, wouldn't you come up with a new handle?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of these handles give it away because you never go to these people's Twitters.
What was Booker, the Democratic nominee? How about that one? Or Beto, the Democratic nominee? I mean, they're about as successful as Mueller.
Booker, Spartacus.
That's right.
Guys, Hate Mail Monday once again is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company. Joe brought in us a ton of beautiful bread rolls on Friday. They were delicious. I had some over the weekend. Make sure you check out Piantedosi at your local markets.
It is. It's very good. 413 says the last caller was definitely a hippie reject from the 60s because their favorite word to use is pig when they're describing somebody they hate. Yeah, pig has made a big comeback in recent months.
Yeah, I get it sometimes on Twitter from people. I get called a communist pig, which is, you know, I like creativity. So whatever sparks that.
Okay, comrades, you've had your fun for the week. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Is the president taking some questions now? No, he's still not taking questions. He was looking over at somebody, I just thought. But he's giving an update on the COVID-19 response, and we'll check in when he starts taking questions. Meanwhile, there's an analysis of crime stats by the Wall Street Journal today. I mean, no real surprises, but it is appalling. Among the nation's 50 largest cities, reported homicides are up 24% so far this year to 3,612. Shootings and gun violence also rose, although many other violent crimes such as robbery fell. Robberies, burglaries, and rapes are down so far this year because more people are staying home during the lockdowns, leaving fewer prospective victims on the streets in bars and other public places. Burglars aren't as likely to break into homes filled with people under lockdown. Homicides, on the other hand, are up because violent criminals have been emboldened by the sidelining of police, courts, schools, churches, and an array of other social institutions by the reckoning with police in the pandemic. Police say homicide increases are hitting low-income, mostly Black and Latino communities especially hard. In Chicago, for example, killings are concentrated on the south and west sides. Yeah, you don't even have to be from Chicago to know that. Quote, the most disadvantaged neighborhoods that were already suffering the most from longstanding economic challenges in the coronavirus. Here's a sad story. There was a kid in Chicago. His name was Caleb Reed. He was a junior in the local high school. And he was protesting the police presence in his high school. But he was found on Friday afternoon lying on a sidewalk. He had been shot in the head and was taken to the hospital in Evanston. He died at the hospital. Police have not announced an arrest, and I'm sure they won't be announcing an arrest. They don't seem to solve too many of these gang murders in Chicago. Altogether, there were nearly 40 people shot in Chicago over the weekend as July goes down as the most violent month in 40 years. 40 years. A 9-year-old boy was shot over the weekend and killed. Shot while playing with friends behind the Cabrini Green townhomes on Friday. And the youngest victim of the month was a 7-year-old woman who was shot as her, a girl who was shot as her family celebrated the Independence Day with her family in the South Austin neighborhood. At least 107 people were killed in Chicago in July, more than double the same month last year, according to data kept by the Chicago Tribune. That's the most in any month since September of 1992. And meanwhile, the police in Minneapolis have announced that if you're approached by a mugger or a robber, you'd best just give up your cell phone or your wallet or your jewelry, because no one's going to be there to protect you. 844-500-4242. 42. 62% of Americans say they have political views they're afraid to share. This was a poll that came out a couple of weeks ago, and from the Cato Institute. And there was another poll today that came out, and it showed that Trump is actually ahead of Biden in this. I think it's called the Democracy Institute in the London Express newspaper, and Trump was ahead. And they also asked, are you afraid to tell people who you're going to vote for? And that part of the survey was among Biden voters, 27% didn't want to say who they were voting for. 82% of Trump supporters didn't like to share with very many people who they were voting for. For some reason, they trusted these pollsters. So I think if Trump was really ahead 48 to 46 in that poll, he was probably ahead somewhat more than that, considering how dangerous, literally dangerous, it can sometimes be to be for Donald Trump. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's have Dr. Richard Urso talking about hydroxychloroquine. Cut two.
It's almost vitamin-like in some sense. I mean, it's an incredibly safe drug, and I'll say this, safer than Tylenol, for sure, aspirin, and Motrin.
That's pretty safe. I don't know about you. I've never had any problems with those. Tylenol, Motrin, or aspirin. So I guess I wouldn't have too much of a problem with hydroxychloroquine. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.